Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, thanks for joining us. And Neil, what does that say about the togetherness of your group?
It says that, guys, you should have warmed up on the 3G, James. That's what it said. and we took that, and we'll take anything. But it shows, listen, the togetherness in the group has never been questioned. Tell you what, Det McLaughlin at 21-22 to step up in the 94th minute for the penalty when Ennis and Griffiths are off the pitch is some testament to the lad. I didn't watch it. Celebrate with the fans afterwards. But what a win.
Did you have a third penalty taker, or was it down to the lads to basically say who fancied it?
I said in the two penalty shootouts, Curzon and Radcliffe, lads have put the bodies on the line and said, I'll have one. And I said to them at half time, if we get a penalty and Charlie Ennis comes off the pitch, sort it between yourselves. I'm not going to say you take it. And for Det McLaughlin at 21-22 to step forward in front of the SMRE, Massive credit to the boy. Massive credit.
The results of it's October the 3rd since the last win. Just starting to look downwards a bit. How important was it to get 3 points today?
It was never in question for me. People say you're 17th in the league. Never in question. We've had Curtis Jones out, the best centre-half in the league. He's back today. Look what happens. You know, we've needed a right-back. You know, we thought we'd had a nine over the line last night. It hasn't happened. But, you know, when you lose your big players, we lost Donoghue at half-time, but the lads stepped up and keep knocking us. And, you know, if people get satisfaction of seeing FC United in 17th position, then so be it. But we won't be there. You know, we've got to keep building the squad. We know that three or four may not have worked. You know, maybe young, maybe the club's been too big for them at times. But that doesn't mean that we'd ever fall out with people. It just means that, you know, they've moved on to pastures new. And we're here to win games of football, James. And yes, we don't want the turnover to be massive. But when you've got to sign, you go and sign. And Daniel Lafferty, by the way, what a signing he's turned out to be.
Also, you mentioned Curtis Jones, but I think we felt the first 25 minutes or so, the side weren't settling very well. And the equaliser kind of almost did settle the team down.
Well, we worked on it in training on Thursday night. We needed the first 25 minutes, Curtis Jones needed to pick up, and he didn't, and he was letting Malachi pick up. So we had a Spurs centre-half, and we don't have that. So their fullback was getting out. But when we tweaked it, we dropped Donoghue a bit deeper, Charlie a bit higher up. We started locking onto their fullback and we got it right. Then, obviously, you know, they scored. We then scored. We then went in front. But again, you know, we're a victim of our own success. Guy Hall's looking down the line. He knows in there. Go down the line. He tries to go reverse pass into Charlie Ennis. It's not on. They go and get a corner. They go and score. Goes back to the Xbox controller. I can't control what you do. You've got to take it on board. And if that ball goes down the line into Dante Gabidon, they don't score. We might go and win 3-1, 4-1. But to then go 2-0, and show the character, if anybody's got any doubt, I said to the lad, was it handball? He went, yeah, with both my hands. So, you know, it's a penalty. And, you know, what a great way to win. What a fantastic way to win a game of football.
Furthermore, you end the game. Talk about the depth of the squad now. You end the game without Ennis, without Donoghue, without Griffiths, and that group find a way. So it must be giving you more and more the right kind of headaches in terms of who you pick.
Amazing headaches. You know, I said to Charlie, I've questioned Charlie Munro over the last couple of weeks. You know, we were building a side around you in summer, and you probably haven't given us what you can give us in September, October. Granted, you've had an ankle injury, but I thought today he really stepped up and he showed why he's the National League midfielder. I thought he was excellent. But, you know, I compare the superlatives. I think as a group, you've just questioned about, you know, have we got depth? Yeah, we've got depth. You know, Donoghue will be back Tuesday night. Griffiths might be back Tuesday night. Curtis Jones is in a bag of ice at the minute. We don't know if he'll be ready, but whatever side that takes to the field, as long as we show that character, and even if we would have come off with a point, James, I'll be on the same interview with you now because I'll be really proud of him. That's three games unbeaten. That's the game in Krakow, that's Lancaster, and that's Guiseley. And we needed to start somewhere. You know, and that's four from six. It's a win. And we said after the Krakow game, it doesn't matter who you beat or how you beat them, we've got a win on the board, and that was our first win in six. And then we go to Lancaster and put in a gutsy performance. Then we come to there and put another gutsy performance in. But I think, you know, with the new coaching regime, with Rob Emery coming in now and being able to tweak one or two things, I think we'll become more cohesive. We'll change our shape. And we may even strengthen our squad. You know, we want to climb the table, and no idea what results have done today. But I do know that if we won today, we would have probably clawed in the top 10. So, you know, with that in mind, going to Bamber Bridge Tuesday night, can we go and get another point or 3 points on Tuesday?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.